From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Let's turn now to NAFTA. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is scheduled to meet today with Mexico's economy minister. They're trying to restart NAFTA negotiations after a lull during the recent Mexican elections, and the countries are sounding pretty optimistic. But what realistically can be accomplished in today's talks? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
The NAFTA negotiations have hit a few snags. U.S. insistence that NAFTA expire every 5 years unless it's reauthorized, disagreements about how much North American content has to be in cars, and how to resolve disputes within the trading bloc.
They are trying to thread the needle on all three of those issues, and so it's definitely an uphill battle.
That's Henrietta Trays with Veda Partners. She says Mexico could agree to one U.S. demand to raise auto workers' wages to keep U.S. car makers from moving there. Brian Riley is with the National Taxpayers Union. He says the U.S. is trying to divide and conquer.
Well, the recent strategy has been to try and get a deal with Mexico and tell Canada this is the deal, sign on to it.
Mexican officials say they'd like a preliminary NAFTA agreement in place before Mexico's new president takes office December 1st. But Riley says we won't see real progress until next year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.